Praise be Jesus Christ now and forever. Amen. I can't begin to tell you how my heart is filled with joy to be with you again. My surgery for colon cancer was just a little under 3 months ago. I will be going through a series of scans and tests here in a couple weeks to find out where things stand. I'm here tonight giving God praise and worship with you, and for that I am grateful. So thank you for your intercessory prayers on my behalf. Please know that I have been praying for you as well, offering my sufferings up for you in union with the cross of Christ. And I am just so amazed at God's grace through it all. And so what a joy it is to be with you tonight. As I was preparing for tonight, I was reading a commentary, and it referred to the Mass as a divine symphony with two major parts, a divine reminder and a divine mission. The readings tonight make the divine reminder clear. St. Paul's letter to the Romans, he says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's love. In the gospel, Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. That's love. That is the divine reminder. The divine mission, we hear the naming of the 12 apostles as they are sent forth. We too are sent on a divine mission. At the end of each Mass, we are sent forth. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord, or go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. The good news of salvation does not stay within the walls of the church. It is sent forth. But my dear people, we cannot give away something that we ourselves do not possess. And so I have a very direct question for you tonight. Are you any closer to God today than you were 116 days ago? Now, some of you are sitting there thinking about, are you any closer to God? And some of you are thinking, where did he draw out 116 days? If I counted correctly, 116 days ago was Ash Wednesday. Holy Mother Church, in her wisdom, gives us the liturgical calendar for a purpose: to celebrate salvation history each and every year. If you have not grown closer to God in the last 116 days, I ask you to do an evaluation and assessment of why not. You celebrated the entire season of Lent. You celebrated the Paschal Triduum of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. You celebrated Easter Sunday and the octave of Easter, culminating on the second Sunday of Easter, in which we celebrated Divine Mercy Sunday. We celebrated the ascension of the Lord into heaven. On the last day of the Easter season, we celebrated the descent of the Holy Spirit on the church at Pentecost. We then entered back into ordinary time, but the last two Sundays have still had very intentional days that we celebrated: the Most Holy Trinity, and last week was Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Christ. Even the weekdays, yesterday, the solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. My dear people, if we have not grown closer to the Lord in the last 116 days, we need to ask, why not? And there is nothing ordinary about ordinary time. We still come here each week. We're nurtured by the proclamation of God's sacred word. We're nourished by the body and blood of Christ in the Eucharist. It should be transforming our lives. We cannot be faithful witnesses sent out into the world unless it's changing us. And there's an urgency to it. For those of you who have heard my teaching and preaching for the last 5 years, you know there's always a sense of urgency. Why is that? Because I know firsthand that we are not guaranteed tomorrow. I have had health issues my entire life. My first surgery was as an infant. The next one was at age 13. By 25, I was diagnosed with cancer, surgery, chemotherapy. 15 years after that, the second diagnosis with cancer. The first time I was single. The second time I was married and had two young kids, ages 4 and 10. 2 years after that, I needed open heart surgery because the chemotherapy damaged my heart. My kids are 6 and 12. It looks a whole lot different right now at this stage of the game because my kids are grown. But it still reminded me when I was diagnosed with cancer in February, we are not guaranteed tomorrow. I have spent probably more time in the last 4 months meditating on the four last things of death, judgment, heaven, and hell. And not as a morbid thing, but I want to be prepared. Even if God lets me live to a ripe old age, I still understand the shortness of life on this earth versus the length of eternity. My dear people, we're called to be great saints. If we're showing up here week after week just checking the box that I was here, I beg you, get yourself out of the rut. You can label it whatever you want: complacency, apathy, indifference, lukewarmness. We cannot settle for mediocrity. Either we believe what's happening here and it transforms our life because we open ourselves to the movement of God's grace, or we're just coming here checking the box. It's no wonder we're not experiencing that transformation in our lives. St. Alphonsus Liguori, he makes it very clear that the time of death is not the time to prepare. The time of death is to find ourselves already prepared. And how do we prepare? He's pretty direct with that. Those who pray will be saved. Those who do not pray will be condemned. My dear people, I've heard it said a number of times, serious sin and serious prayer cannot coexist. One will kill off the other. If you have serious sin in your life, you need serious prayer. Even if you don't have serious sin in your life, but you have complacency, apathy, indifference, lukewarmness, you need serious prayer in your life. We cannot be content with a mediocre spiritual journey. God chose us in Christ before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. During the month of June, we focus our attention on the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Holy Eucharist are intimately intertwined with each other. Why? Because of the humility of Jesus. First of all, to come to earth as a human being. And not only did he come as a human being, he came as a helpless infant. That is humility. And then when he got ready to ascend back into heaven, he said, "It is good that I go, for if I go, I will send the Paraclete, who will guide you into all truth." Not only did he send us the Holy Spirit, but he remained with us as well, with the great humility of being present under the appearances of bread and wine. And not only is he here with us, we consume him. That is no small matter. That is our faith. We're back in ordinary time, but let it not be ordinary in our spiritual journey. My prayer for you has been and continues to be, Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto thine.